Hey, it's Marilyn here for Gallery Chit Chat. With me is Alice Richardson and Chris Browning from the Grenville Hub, the Wednesday group. Well, first of all, hello. Hello, Alice.
Hello, how are you?
And hello.
Hello.
To Chris. How many hub art groups are there?
Well, there's four.
Four. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Ours is the best.
And you've got the best one, which is on Wednesday.
That's correct.
And it is your group. I'd say you are the best because it's your group that had the initiative to come up here to Gawler and exhibit.
That's right.
Yeah, it wasn't a lack of triumph out of the groups, but we hopefully might sway them next time, see what happens.
Yeah, when they see how successful yours has been, they'll want to be in it next time. Can you tell us a little bit about the exhibition itself?
We get together as a group and we don't do any particular subject. As you'll see, there's a variety of subjects. So it's not just the one thing. But we are all over 65 years.
Is that must be over 65, or is it just how it goes?
No,
it's just the way it's worked.
Mm. Yes, because you're mostly retired people, I'm presuming.
Yes, and we're not professional people.
No.
We enjoy what we do, but we're not professional people. We're working towards it.
Well, let's hope you get some. Well, somebody got some sales today.
Noticed
a red sticker. So yes. Well done.
That was my flamenco dancer.
Oh, terrific!
Yes, and it's going to America, so I can now say I'm an internationally known artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put up with it on Wednesday.
And it all happened here at the Gawler Gallery.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, excellent. Well done. We're very well done.
Well, if we didn't have the opportunity to show it at the gallery, it wouldn't have been sold.
That's the thing. It gives people a chance who wouldn't otherwise have one to show what work they can do. And people, just listening to the comments around the four exhibitions that were open today, people are saying they can't believe the quality of the work.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very good quality work here. Mm. Very good.
Tell me what sort of paintings they are, like what medium do you use?
I use oils. I have tried pastels and watercolour pencil, but basically I like to go back to oils because if you make a mistake, you can just paint over the top and nobody knows. One of the ladies does beautiful watercolour. Well, a couple of the people do watercolour, don't they?
Chris thinks that's extremely funny.
I can make a comment, but I should throw something at me.
And one of our ladies has put in a set of four of a ballet dancer, and in all in different stages of production, which makes sense.
Yes, I remember seeing that. So that they would be good to sell as a group.
Yes.
I did notice that.
Yes.
The coloured ones are very first watercolour. So she transference from pencil work to colour work was quite extensive. But she needed a training for the pencil work before she started colour, which is, I always say, is important.
Yes.
Get your pencils out, sit down and sketch, have a draw, doodle, and it just keeps your mind active as well. And she eventually did a watercolour. First watercolour which was a person, which I was surprised at.
Yeah.
And she did it quite well. She was really chuffed herself. That's the more important part. I'm not particularly worried about how the picture looks at the moment. Yeah. She'll get better. But her own self-esteem was just radiant. Oh, I found my first picture. She was going off and she was really happy. And she has done other work. But this is some of her best work. So and like Alex was saying, we've got people who do pencils, oil, acrylic, watercolour, and one gentleman soon is going to be starting with the water-soluble oil. He's going to try that. And the diversity is the same here. We've got people doing people doing landscapes, people doing horses, buildings, Scotland's... I've got a lady from... is she from Scotland? Isn't she?
Yeah.
I think
Irene,
yes, and she's doing a... do little pictures from that, and Lillian does something from England, and like as Alice said, we get on well together, we're a good group, and we're just getting to have a bit of fun.
And I take it you're more or less the leader of the group, although...
Yes, most 99.9% of the time, every so often I sort of lose track of it and something else. So, hey, what do you think you're doing? No, we stir each other up, we tell jokes, and I can't tell the jokes because, they're like that. You get the drift. No, we're a good group, and that's another good aspect of the group. You don't get people who are sort of a bit offish or not not trying to word the word snobbish, but no one thinks they're above everybody else. Well, the lady Kathy, I'm not as good as everybody else. I said, hey, you've only just started. Alice's been painting, 15 years or more. She's had 15 years. Look at the work, you know. Yes, it's brilliant. Yeah. And I said, eventually, the more you do it, the better you're going to get. Mm. And she was happy with that. So, and the same with everybody there, really. Everybody's improved. Well, hopefully.
Mm.
Except for me, because I haven't done any painting.
You're too busy mentoring other people.
Oh, yeah, but I enjoy that too. I always look forward to Wednesdays and the Tuesdays. Well, I do a Tuesday group as well, but we'll talk about the Wednesday. But I get up Wednesday, right, let's get into it and get down there and have some fun.
So what, does it go for 2 hours or so?
Yes. Yeah, one until three.
Until three.
We have a break about 10 to 2, have a quick cup and a bite, and then we get back into it and they pack up and go home.
Yeah.
I'm going, phew, gone through another one.
The most important thing about this art group then would seem to be what it does for the people who paint rather than the actual finished product.
And
yet the finished products are pretty good.
Yeah, too. And like I said before, when you see people first starting until they actually finish something that was better than they first started it, that even gives them a more that to keep going and keep coming back and want to get the pencils out and the brushes out and get their terps going and their whatever. And you're right, it does. It's self-esteem and it really builds them up. And I've seen everybody go home, oh, gee, look, I really like what I've done today.
Yeah.
And it's mainly for socialisation too as well. We all get together. We're planning a Christmas dinner coming up soon, so that's happening. We have that once a year. We finish a certain time, and next week we have a Christmas dinner, and we start again next year. And always try and set little challenges, just try them off key and make them think.
Get the brain.
Not too hard, but I'll make them think.
And it's good social-wise, as Chris said, because we go around and we look at each other's work, and you stand back and say, oh, gee, that looks good, or what colour are you going to do that? You know, what about this? You know, and we just chat with each other. Not that any of us are better than any others, but we discuss it between us.
Yes.
And there's that social aspect. There's that friendship that we feel comfortable that we can go and say to somebody, what do you think about doing this here? You know?
Mm.
So it's good.
That's a strong group that can look at each other's work and make suggestions or ask questions
without anybody getting upset.
And the other thing is too, another good aspect of that, most art groups fall down there is people waiting to come on as well. And one lady asked me, she said, look, you have to put your name on the list. I said, how long is that? She said, how long do I have to wait for? I went, well, unless someone has to leave for medical reasons and can't come back, or be nicely 6 feet under, you might have to wait a fair while, because when people get there, they don't want to leave. They want to keep going as long as possible. So when they get asked that question, I think, I'm supposed to answer this one. So, but the four art groups are there. They're all virtually the same. They all get there for a bit of socialisation. The Thursday group's got about 6 or 9, 6 or 7, 8. The Friday's got about 10. I think the Tuesday I've got sometimes 8 or 9 people. But it's virtually the same. You know, they're all different diversity of stuff, and some do watercolour, but that's the other aspect of it too. The waiting list sort of almost says, oh, something's working here at the Granville Centre.
Yes.
People want to keep coming and they hear about. And most of the time, the people who are waiting on the waiting list have heard through word of mouth.
Yes.
Not like they've just gone, I'd like to join an art group. Mm-hmm. I heard there's an art group here Wednesday. I heard an art group on Tuesday to put my name down. And that says something for the running of the Granville Centre, or the Granville Hub, actually.
It does.
So that's another aspect of looking at the people behind the scenes running the place.
Mm.
It's also flex back to them, which is and there's going to be a new one built soon too. So, but that's another story. if the money's still around by then.
Okay, so you get a little bit of subsidy from somewhere, do you?
No. The council's building a whole new area down there.
They're completely rebuilding
the whole site. They're going to demolish the old Granville Centre, build a new one. All sorts happening down there. Just keep looking at local papers and stuff. But Granville Centre's got so much happening in there, it's outgrowing itself. It's too small.
Yeah.
Mm.
And we've all art groups put in to have an art group room just for art, so we can set up, leave it there, put it in cupboards, somewhere to wash, brush and clean up and go home.
Yeah.
But, yeah, So that's, but like I said, it's also to do with the people running the place. What's her name? Shan. Yes. She's the main one in charge, and you've got Natalie, but her staff behind her are very good as well.
Mm. Yeah, all very supportive.
Mm.
Right, that's good.
And anyway, I suppose we're diversifying here.
We have a little bit, but that's all right. I just encourage everyone to come along to the art gallery and have a look at these exhibitions. Sure. Now, your exhibition is upstairs. I've forgotten which room it's called. The Overland Room. The Overland Room. The art gallery is located in the Station Master's House at the Gawler Railway Station.
Yes.
You can come along from Thursday to Saturday between 10 and 4 and Sunday from 9 till 3. Now, this exhibition goes for 5 or 6 weeks.
6th of November, I think.
Something like the 6th of November. Yes, it does, the 6th of November. So, got plenty of time.
Yes.
And I would certainly urge you to come if you have to buy something for a special person. A painting is a really original and unique gift.
Locally made,
and that was one that you sold today. Parents bought it for their daughter, who's moving into a new house
in America.
In America,
yes, well, internationally known artist.
Alice and Chris, it's been really nice talking with you.
Thank you very much, and all the best.